have started recording.
Okay.
Do we have to clap if it's just one of us?
I have started recording as well. I mean, you can if you want, Dan. You've never done the countdown and clap.
I certainly have done the countdown.
Oh, so you have. But never live when everyone's in the same room.
Really? That's true.
I think it's only Laura that gets much of a pleasure out of it. I think Simon enjoys it, but can't do it, which is a bit of a...
I was shouted at when I last did it because I counted downwards. No,
yes, I think you can count out. That's right. Please stop banging your papers on the table. That will come out. For sake.
I despair. The waveform went fucking
mad. I just did a Jimmy Savile on that microphone.
Don't tickle me. Okay.
You're not going to count Elmo.
Now. Okay, fine. No, I'm not going to count. It doesn't matter. Okay,
I know this. Some people
do. If you just clap, I might get quite frightened.
There's going to be no
count. Some with your eyes.
1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 532. Rejected sketch 815. Maths.
So we're going to do the one that I chose first.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's what we're going to do.
Let's. Okay. This is a sketch.
Yay!
Rejected sketch, we should say.
It is definitely a rejected sketch. Actually, I haven't checked how many people are in it. There are only
There's three.
Excellent.
It's worked out well. We're in the same room as well. It's important to mention that. Yes. That's what differentiates Monday from every other day.
Indeed, sir.
It makes no difference.
Apart from my editing time.
Yes, all right, there's that.
So,
I gave some of my wine to Dan. That's what happens on this day.
There are three parts in this play.
Mm-hmm. Don't over-egg it. It's not that long.
In this magnum opus.
Act one, scene one, on the ramparts.
Old schoolmaster voice. It's probably me, isn't it?
Makes sense.
I don't know. I think. I mean, I'm very happy to play it, but I think.
I think any of us probably could have.
Yes,
I
think
the people that couldn't do it are not here.
Yeah. That's true.
But I'm sure you'll do a beautiful job, Dan. So you carry on with that.
I reckon. Alistair, would you like to be Stevens?
I can be Stevens.
And then whoever the other one is, Jenkins. That can be you, Rich.
I've already got my waistcoat on, and it's got meatloaf emblazoned across it, so I'm just right in the zone to do Jenkins.
Good.
I'm wearing a jerkin.
Jenkins jerkin.
Like Rachel Stevens always does.
Indeed.
Okay.
I'm so lost.
I was just saying I'm John Jenkins.
Oh, I see.
Song to John Jenkins. John,
right.
Very occasional writer of sketches on this podcast.
Yes. Yes. Now then, boys. People often accuse mathematics of having no application in real life. Poppycock. As you can see, the example that I've written on the board will help you immeasurably in your lives outside this school. Can anyone solve it? Yes. Stevens.
5%, sir.
Are you an idiot, boy?
I don't think so, sir.
Can you read?
Yes, sir.
Read it, then.
You are waiting at home for the delivery of a new lawn mower. The delivery slot is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The time is now 10:30 a.m. You suddenly realise that and you need to relieve your bowels. What is the probability that the delivery will arrive in the 10 minutes you are in the bathroom? Take into account Sod's Law.
And what did you forget?
The Sod's Law.
The Sod's Law. Jenkins?
100%, sir.
Good lad. With 100% certainty, the delivery will arrive while you're evacuating your bowels. Now let's turn our attention to the probability that someone will enter the room while you're tugging your Timmy to some jazz mags.
I mean, it's only the phrase tugging your Timmy to some jazz mags that stops this being 100% a write-off from the history of comedy. Yeah. Like, that is atrocious. I mean, that's got to be down there with the worst we've ever had.
It's pretty bad.
The concept isn't an abomination.
It is. Doesn't things just happen? Oh, doesn't it rain? You haven't got your umbrella. Fuck off.
You and your
Reader's Digest humouring uniform page. It's awful. That is awful, that joke.
You and your Alanis Morissette hatred.
Well, yes.
It turned out the teacher had been in Alanis Morissette researching for ways in which things can go wrong. And I'd love it. That'd be a brilliant sketch.
Well,
anyway, having said
it so bad, should we say who wrote it? Or actually, teacher,
I mean, that's fine, because this is why it was rejected. And Laura was very, I remember, she said, yeah, I took a pun at that. It didn't really take, and let's just forget about it. Which is obviously what we should have done.
Yes, but actually...
Well, you picked it.
I did. It was better than the other one. Well, no, but it was more appropriate than the other one, because it had the right number of people in it.
Yes, I suppose that's unavoidable. If we can give a positive spin to this.
Go on.
In your approach, I said that it's a valid concept. Well, it might have seemed like a valid concept in Laura's head, and then she started typing and went, actually, it doesn't stick at all. And it's important that that's acknowledged as part of the process. We don't leave our complete faragos at home. We bring everything and everything to the table in case it sparks a new idea.
Definitely.
Most of us do. I still have a number of things that I will never show anyone.
I think that's terrible practice.
That is fucking screwing the process.
It is, especially for a man who writes one sketch every 18 months.
I've done two in the last six. How dare you?
Yeah, and none in the 2 years before that. So actually, I was being quite generous with my mean distribution.
It's the footlight school of sketch writing.
Well, it's not. I think that's quite. Write really good stuff.
But they I mean, that's the thing they do, is bring everything along.
Mm. Yeah, you should do. It's the only reason you don't do it, because you have a habit of writing longhand in the back of a pub. And then I can imagine transcribing it, or typing it, whatever the word is.
Typing it.
Yes. No, typing it, cross-dressed in a dress, is trans typing it. It's the 21st century, man. You can't let these things go.
But I don't mind to defend this sketch. I think there's a kernel of an idea there.
I agree.
Which is that you kind of mitigate maths with that someone attempts to mitigate maths with the probability that you're going to be hit by a bus.
Well, we've done that.
Well, I know we've done that.
But long before this was written. So not only would we done it, I think, much better.
Yes.
It was like 2 years in advance of this.
Yeah. But it's the same. It's the same concept, and you can't blame Laura for forgetting, because
that's what she does.
Have to accept that.
And if I did blame her, she would forget that I blamed her. So
she does remember that.
She recalls. She recalls the grudges.
An extremely selective element.
One Thousand Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvitt and Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow. I have to end that one on an extremely selective elephant.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
Fine.
It sounds as though you're saying she's choosy and fat.
Yeah.
That is, I know that's not what you meant, but that's how she'll take it. And she'll bring it up when this goes out.
She'll never listen to it. It's fine.
That's true.